with anything you might like here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have to share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you get to actually control the content of the site. So the things that you see on the front page, those news stories, as you scroll down, those were all submitted by listeners like you. You can, when you find something online that you think's interesting, it could be a YouTube video, blog post,
recording,
a news story, you can submit that information, and then it can be voted upon. You can vote it up or down, and most of the aggregate of those votes will figure out what you think is important, the stuff that you think we should be talking about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Now, of course, you can also interact with us on the radio waves, which is the best way to get your thoughts on the air. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. And in addition to that, you can also Skype us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, we're actually going to start the show out tonight with a special guest who is calling us remotely through the magic of the internets. He is Dale from FlamingFreedom.com. Hey, Dale.
I am special.
Hey, yes, you are.
I'm special.
You are very special. And I wish we could have you here in the studio, but you don't live in the Keene area anymore. You moved to Manchester a couple of years ago, and it was just too...
Making you a little less special.
It's cost prohibitive to get you all the way out here to sit in the studio with us. And I don't think we're going to need the whole show to talk about this particular issue. But honestly, I don't know. I've been busy doing other things all day, so I haven't really had a chance to look into what is the major elephant in the room kind of headline that should not be ignored. I mean, it's easy to ignore a lot of headlines, but this one is pretty big news.
That's right, Dale's. He's here, he's queer, and he's going to tell us what the Supreme Court said, dear.
I think you're going to find that a lot of people are going to call in about it. I suspect. It's such an interesting issue for libertarians in particular, because there is the idealistic position that government should get out of marriage, which most of us share. Mm-hmm. There's usually not really much argument there. And it's just the question of how do we get there? How do we get government out of marriage? But I think it's really overcomplicated because, or oversimplified actually, by the people saying just get government out of marriage.
Yeah, so that's going to happen at midnight.
Look how much government is intertwined in our lives. There's a lot to do to get it untangled. It's like a bully that's following us around all the time with a gun and ordering us to do things. And if we don't obey, we get shot. And you can't just ignore that bully, right? So I think that it's oversimplified when people just say get government out of our lives.
Yeah, and so we should update for people that just don't know at all.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, I heard the Defense of Marriage Act was overturned as unconstitutional, but what was the Defense of Marriage Act?
Okay, so the Defense of Marriage Act basically was an act of Congress that said that states were not required to recognize the marriages of made in other states necessarily, which is normally goes against law. Interstate law.
Yeah, sure.
Because contracts are recognized.
Right. The states have to, recognize contracts from other states, except for this one.
Well, and the other thing was that the federal government didn't have to acknowledge it. So the federal government wasn't going to acknowledge gay marriages. Even if a state said they were going to marry someone, the federal government would not acknowledge that and treat that as a marriage. And that was actually the key thing that changed today. They didn't actually change the part that said that other states don't have to recognize it.
Oh, so the whole thing wasn't overturned, only a portion?
I'm not sure how that works out. I read a briefing by, I believe it was the ACLU, and my understanding is this does not change the fact that other states may not recognize your marriages. What it changes and what's crucial is the federal government will recognize marriages. And that includes New Hampshire. Anywhere where gay marriages are recognized, I believe it's in 13 states right now. Don't quote me on that. But it means that if the state recognizes your marriage, the federal government is going to start recognizing it. Also turned over Prop 8.
But what does that mean for people? Does that mean that like people who pay taxes now can get some kind of benefit that they couldn't get before? What do you get out of that?
Social Security benefits.
Yeah, it affects Social Security benefits. It affects tax, the way that people are taxed. It affects a lot of things. And I think that's another issue that complicates it for people and why a lot of libertarians say that look at this as an expansion of government, because people will be eligible for certain benefits, because the government has attached benefits to marriage.
I'd like to make the point. Yeah, I agree with you on that, but Social Security is not a benefit. Social Security is a, you know, it's a terrible use of money as far as an investment goes. On the average person, and there is no such thing, basically they get a 1% increase in their money over time with Social Security. It's not a benefit. Social Security is insurance that you pay for, and then, you know, so therefore your spouse should be able to get it.
Well, it's not really insurance because you don't really have a contract.
Okay, fine, but...
You can make that case. I feel like talking about the benefits that the government has decided to attach to marriage is also a complication that confuses the issue. The fact that marriage is something, as long as the government is entangled in our lives, marriage is something that it has to treat differently. And the example I would give for that is if you look at, for instance, the fact that we have a graduated income tax, which is a communist concept, but it's probably one we're going to have for a long time. And that's the idea that you get actually taxed at a higher rate on higher income if you make more than someone else. So as long as that's the case, if you look at a traditional case where you have a man who works and a woman who supports him by working at home, then she is helping him to earn his salary because she's taking on a lot of the load that he would otherwise have to do himself. Mm-hmm. And he might make $80,000 a year, and she makes nothing. Well, if you look at a similar case where you have a man and a woman where both work and they each make $40,000 a year, the one where the wife stays at home and the husband goes to work and they're making the same amount of money total is going to get taxed higher if you do not acknowledge the fact that they're married and that they're sharing expenses and that they're helping each other to make that income.
Right.
So because of the graduated income tax. So that has nothing to do with benefits. That just has to do with the fact that the government is entangled in our lives and marriage affects it. And if you don't acknowledge it for a gay couple, then they are being screwed in a world where discrimination takes place, in a world where, from a libertarian perspective, marriage means that you desire to be treated as family and you enter into contract that says that you are to be treated as family. And it just comes down to, is the government going to acknowledge that contract consistently, or are they going to apply discrimination in the acknowledgement of contracts? And I would certainly think that libertarians would appreciate a government that acknowledges contracts that people make voluntarily.
Yeah. Now, so, you'd agree that this is not the optimum outcome. It is just, however, what you're claiming, a better outcome.
It's absolutely a better outcome, and it makes sense for one thing. The benefits the government attaches to marriage is something we can all tackle as libertarians over time. It shouldn't be there. But the fact that government recognizes marriage is important for as long as government is around. But they at least need to acknowledge the contracts people make. What they need to stop doing is discriminating in how they acknowledge those contracts and in their dealings with people and things like that. But it's also good because I believe very strongly that this is a step in the direction of getting the government more out of our marriage.
Now, how's that?
Back that up.
Well, look at it. Marriage has served a certain purpose for the people who created it. It was created, I think when it was initially created and the government got involved, again, it's because they kind of had to, perhaps. But at some point, certainly people used it as a way to encourage the behavior that they want using the power of government.
You mean
they
legal
tax
marriage?
All of us.
You mean legal marriage?
Yes,
legal marriage. Been around probably longer than humans.
Right. Government involvement in marriage. Government involvement in marriage has been a tool that people have used in order to promote the values that they believe people should engage in. So they're encouraging what they consider to be moral behavior. They tax everyone. They subsidize the behavior that they believe is good. And that's a way that it's been used as a tool to manipulate people into their notion of moral behavior, right? Well, and that's why the Christian right has been working so hard to keep it the way it is and to keep gay people out of it. It's not serving the purpose that they want it to serve anymore. And so I think at this point you'll have actually the social conservatives starting to realize they've lost the battle of controlling marriage.
That's right.
So now they will want to get government out of it because
the masters become the servant in this circumstance. The social conservatives had control at a particular time in U.S. history and managed to get marriage written up the way they wanted it written up. And now they're no longer the masters of it.
We're going to come back with more here in a moment. Maybe another segment with Dale. If you've got a question, we've got a real live gay guy on the show here. 855-453. You can take control here toll free and also bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. The DOMA situation, certainly in the forefront. It's Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or harms in the making of this advertisement.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you'd like at, again, toll-free 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us. Username there is lrn.fm. And you may bring up anything you'd like, though. Right now, we've got a special guest on the line, so any calls for Dale Everett will be given priority. He is the host of Flaming Freedom, which is a show that's actually been going around, what, 2 years now? Dale, how long has Flaming Freedom been around?
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think it might be a little more than 2 years.
You've been doing an LGBT-oriented, liberty-focused kind of talk show, and it's an internet-based thing. It used to be airing live on LRN.fm, but unfortunately you guys had some scheduling conflicts and you had to pull the live edition of the LRN show, but it still is airing on LRN.fm in podcast form, so we still have the show. It's just not, you can't predict what time it's going to air because the way the podcast loop kind of plays out, podcasts are by their nature unpredictable as far as how long they're going to be because they don't have to be fit into a certain clock format like us live radio shows do. So the show's still on LRN.fm, which is great, and it's a great show. It's very entertaining, and you and your co-hosts have great rapport. So anybody who is interested in some of the things you're saying here today should probably visit flamingfreedom.com, where I'm sure you guys will be getting into even greater detail on this issue of the Defense of Marriage Act, either partially overturned or fully overturned. From what you said earlier, go ahead.
I believe it was overturned effectively. I just think that the legal interpretation of that did not get rid of the fact that states don't have to recognize gay marriages from other states.
Okay, but I guess I'm confused. You know, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know how all this stuff works. I thought the whole thing was said as unconstitutional, but honestly, the most information I've gotten about this is from you. I haven't taken the time to read any of the news about this. Mark, have you heard anything that would say
contrary
otherwise?
To this? No, yeah. I didn't. I mean, I didn't know it, but I haven't heard anything contrary to it.
So that I'd be interested in knowing more about, because if they had overturned the entire thing, and that does mean that other states that don't have gay marriage have to start recognizing states with gay marriage, those marriage certificates, that would be huge news.
Right. It's only because I read a briefing by some lawyers. I believe it was ACLU,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they described it. It didn't make sense to me, honestly. It seems to me that if they overturned DOMA, that would also have been overturned.
I guess we'll learn more as it goes on. But this is a pretty big day for the freedom community and the gay community. What other aspects of this did you feel were really important to get out to our audience tonight?
I feel like I covered it for the most part. I know that there are still a lot of libertarians out there that can't help but view this as an expansion of government, which is hard to see as a good thing. Obviously. But again, I feel like it's one of those cases where the fact that government attaches benefits to marriage is a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the government has to acknowledge contracts that people make with each other because they do all sorts of dealings with us. They tax us. They do Social Security, which is arguably a benefit or not, depending on who you talk to. But they do a lot of things that treat us differently if we're family members.
It does say here, by the way, I'm looking at the L.A. Times story, the Supreme Court struck down a key part of the Defense of Marriage Act, so the whole DOMA was not struck down.
Yeah. One of the things that I think is, you know, interesting is, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we'll get some flack sometimes for supporting the rights of people to cross imaginary lines created by government agencies.
That's an excellent analogy, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll get trouble in this area for, well, look, if we're going to let people cross the border, we have to undo, because we don't support, obviously, people being forced to subsidize other people's lives and livelihoods and things like that. So, you know, welfare, public school, hospitals, whatever it might be, yeah, people should be able to come to this country and live the dream and work for the money that they make to pay for these things, but, you know, no one should be obligated to be forced to give them money in these areas. In the same way Free Talk Live supports people's right to cross imaginary lines, we don't put a bunch of caveats on it. I don't think first we got to undo all the bad laws this country has, the 40,000 that they make a year plus, and then we can finally let free people cross borders of free countries. No. I think that I support human freedom in every way that we can get it. And I do not support the idea that people who, you know, don't believe in gay marriage are going to be forced to fund insurance for some employees that they wouldn't otherwise or whatever it might be. I don't support that. But at the same time, why in the heck are they employing gay people when they don't support gay people's, rights to marry? I mean, really, why are you employing them?
Right. We need to tackle the issue of all these benefits the government glops on to marriage. But in the meantime, they need to stop discriminating.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't really I don't really see this as an increase in the size of the state, because I think you're right. You have to keep this separate. If the issue is that the government is giving benefits to people, then let's talk about that issue. If the idea is that, you know, it's wrong for the government to give benefits to somebody because they have a partner, whether that partner is gay or straight, that should be what we should focus on. And I think that, if you want to argue to get rid of the benefits to married people, that makes sense to me, because why should somebody get a benefit if they're married versus, you know, just living in a long-term relationship with somebody else? What's the difference? Because someone got a piece of paper from the state?
Right.
That's the difference?
It's not fair to single people either.
Exactly.
There are all these benefits being given out. It's obviously a case where they're trying to encourage what they consider to be moral behavior, and that shouldn't be a role of government, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And the other thing I tell people to think about, if you think that this is an expansion of government, was it an expansion of government when they stopped discriminating racially for marriage?
Good.
And would it be
point.
A retraction of government to start discriminating again? Would it be better? Would our government be less intrusive if they continued to acknowledge white marriages but not interracial marriages?
Right. I mean, if you support, I mean, basically, you to support the status quo, there's no reason to support the status quo. If you support, marriage being done away with in this way, you really should support a retraction of the marriage law. So let's make it so that Asian people's marriages aren't recognized. I mean, just pick your nonsense and, go after it.
Exactly. And that would not be a retraction of government. That would be a government that is imposing certain behaviors on people and rewarding certain behaviors and not others and so forth.
Fantastic. Dale Everett from Flaming Freedom. FlamingFreedom.com is the website. I know that you were talking about starting up, an internet-based live show, maybe on like a video streaming service. What's the status on that?
An internet-based live show. We aren't there yet.
Okay.
We are still deciding how to do that, but we do want to make it possible for people to stream the show if they want to, mm-hmm. and then if they can still call in and share their thoughts and things like that.
Okay, so right now you guys are still actively producing the podcast version. We're coming into the studio. You're recording the show. So you are still cranking out fresh Flaming Freedom content.
Yep, we just released one last night.
All right, very good. Well, keep up the great work. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us tonight, Dale.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. All right, so more coming up here. Maybe you've got some comments, something you want to share on this issue, or whatever might be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up at some point in the show tonight, we're going to have Robin Hooder Garrett Ian. If you've ever seen any of the Robin Hooder videos, you'll know exactly who we're talking about. The guy with the fro. He's going to be joining us here this evening, and he'll tell us about what happened to him at the hands of the police today. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online just by heading over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. They are free. We've got archives that go back for years. You can go all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Each archive page has the SoundCloud player built right into it. SoundCloud makes it easy to play back the audio right there from the website. Easy to download the audio, easy to share it on your favorite social networking bookmarking website. So go to freetalklive.com and grab as many archives as you like.
The Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people, stating their intent to move to the state of New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of and government intrusion in your area, sign up now at freestateproject.org. We all did, picked up and moved from Sarasota, Florida, which some might claim is a nicer place to live, in order to come here to New Hampshire so that we can enjoy more freedom. New Hampshire's been rated overall the freest state in the Union. Certainly there's, it's been sort of up and down the charts, but it's been, and overall, it's number one. And we expect to retake the number one position here shortly. So it's freestateproject.org.
All right. So 855 450 free. Joining us on our third microphone, Garrett is here. Good evening.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, great to have you on the program. You're sitting in for our normal Wednesday night co-host, Nemi. I guess she's going on a date. So you are probably most known for your hair, I think.
That may be true.
You were very recognizable at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Did you have a lot of people coming up to you and saying nice things?
Oh, definitely. Many people. It seemed there's a lot of recognition of some of the things I've posted at Free Keene and Free Concord in the past before, but this year it was overwhelming, the amount of people that had heard about the Robin Hood case and the amount of attention it's got.
Really, none of these people have heard you rap, though.
Yes, very little of the karaoke I do gets out on video, it's true.
Yeah, so the Robin Hood case, for those that don't know, of course, is Garrett, myself, and several others have been sued by the city of Keene for going out and rescuing people from getting parking tickets. And that case is still in the mix. It's still working. There's motions and memos and memorandums of law and things like that that need to be filed. And I didn't really want to focus on Robin Hooding. I just want to kind of introduce who you were for our listeners that may not be familiar with your voice. Today, something happened to you. And it's pretty outrageous, actually. And I guess it's tangentially related to the Robin Hood case. You had, at one point, gone to the city of Keene offices with the intention of meeting with the city attorney, the guy who's bringing the lawsuit against us, in the attempt to just have a conversation and maybe kind of feel out the situation, see where they're coming from, see if you could get them to drop the case, at least drop your name off the case or something like that. What happened there?
Well, when I went to his office at the end of May, the suit was filed sometime in the middle of May. I was intending to do what lawyers do when, before a case, and that's just communicate and see where each other stood and what positions they had. So when I went to his office, he insisted that we would not be having a meeting if it was recorded, but so long as things weren't recorded, he'd be willing to meet and sit down and talk about the case at length. So we did have about a 20-30 minute conversation. That was planned out in advance, and I went there, and no recording of it exists. But a few days after I think it was maybe the next day, I posted from the written notes that he said I could take, and from my memory, we paused numerous times so I could take notes of what he was saying. I posted what my recollection of the transcript of the conversation was. Maybe they take offense to the fact that it's in transcript format. I'm not sure, but I don't know what their evidence is against me, because today I was just biking to go Robin Hood.
You posted this, by the way, this transcript, or your recollection
about a month ago.
Yeah, your recollection of it. You posted the whole thing at freeconquer.org and freekeen.com, and it was lengthy. I mean, it was a very detailed description of what your interactions were with him. Whether it was to the word accurate or not, it's unknown, because no recording exists that I know of.
You took notes. He knew you took notes.
Right.
You typed those notes up.
And now...
posted those notes online.
Yeah. Correct. And then all of a sudden now, what, several weeks later, the state police stop you in the streets.
Right. Unmarked state police driving an unmarked car. I mean, people are pretty suspicious when they're constantly circling your block.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that was noticed this morning. Just someone was out having coffee on the porch and said, there's this one charger that's really been driving by quite a lot. And two... young males in shirt and tie and khakis were in that car. And, so they didn't really fit into the neighborhood mold of people who would just be driving around normally.
Right.
So when I went Robin Hooding, I thought that was interesting. They happened to drive by as I was leaving, and I waved to them right in front of the porch, and they waved and drove off. And I started to try and record them, but I didn't really get my camera on in time. But so, since that was strange and suspicious, I kept my camera on, was pedaling up the street, and I got about two blocks away before the car reappeared, and I began recording them, and the man parked his car at the stop sign, got out of it, and he said, I'm with the state police, and I thought at first maybe there were going to be an undercover car that was saying, don't record me, I'm undercover or something, but he said, I have a search warrant for you. I don't think he ever said my name.
That's interesting, because normally when they are looking for a suspect, they'll attempt to positively identify the person with the person's own admission. So they'll say something like, Garrett Ian, and you'll say, yes, and then they'll arrest you or search you or do whatever it was that they were planning or serve you with papers or whatever they were intending to do. It's interesting.
Yeah. Right, maybe as an effect of the Robin Hood's popularity and media coverage, they're claiming that we're now all just public figures.
Maybe they just were so certain that it was you.
You have a pretty obvious profile.
Yeah.
True. So anyway, they
so he didn't tell you to stop. You stopped on your own?
No, he did. He said I had to stop.
Okay.
He said, I have a search warrant. You need to stop. And I got a recording of all of this. Of course, they seized it. It was still rolling when it was seized out of my hands. Within about 30 seconds, he told me he had a warrant. He handed me some paperwork, about four pages, and said that he was to seize all electronics from my person. He searched myself, put his hands in my pockets. He searched into my bike saddlebags. And all he found, of course, were Robin Hood cards and don't take the ticket, take the ticket to court flyers and change.
You did
and
not
my
have
camera.
Your phone on you.
I did not have any cell phone on me. I did not have an audio recording device.
And this warrant, I looked at the warrant, and it did authorize the confiscation of anything electronic. So had you had a phone?
USB drives, flash drives, it's a whole list of things.
Right.
Zip drives, tablets, iPhones. It listed any sort of technology the district court was aware of. If I had it, they wanted it.
Mm-hmm. And presumably, because it mentions wiretapping in the warrant, presumably this is in regards to your conversation with the city attorney.
Right. The reason I get that suspicion is because the sir who identified himself as Joseph DeRusso, he's the lead state trooper. There was another man there. His name is Aaron Gillis, if I recall correctly. However, that man didn't really interact at all, and I believe that...
He was just covering him.
Right, mm-hmm. Mr. DeRusso said he's under my command, or something to the effect of saying he's underneath me, like in the hierarchy. You're dealing with me, when I would speak with Mr. Gillis. So Mr. DeRusso gave me his card. He gave me those pieces of paper. I didn't realize at the time. He also went and wrote up a receipt for my camera. So that was a fifth piece of paper that he gave me.
Is there some kind of connection between your camera and whatever it was you posted online?
I had my camera with me that day, but it was clearly off and sitting on the table, if I recall correctly. It wasn't in my pocket or anything.
Well, there's no evidence that, you didn't post any pictures of this interaction online. You wrote down some notes that after you spoke to a government bureaucrat.
They would have taken anything. I mean, this warrant, if he had a cell phone and a USB
stick. I'm just trying to figure out. Like, so I've gotten two pieces of information here. The one piece of information, I know nothing of this story.
Yeah.
The one piece of information is you had a meeting with the city manager, city attorney.
City attorney.
You took some notes. You wrote those notes down. The city attorney knew you wrote those notes down. You typed those notes up. You posted those notes online.
Mm-hmm.
Then today, that's one piece of information.
Yep.
The other piece of information is then today, some cop comes up with a warrant to take all electronic devices from
Correct.
You, which could be, anything, a watch, pacemakers. I don't know what we're talking about here. And, to me, you've connected these two pieces of information, and I don't understand how they're connected.
Well, we don't either.
The connection I have is from the state trooper saying, you allegedly recorded Mr. Mullins.
Oh, you did say Mullins. Okay, so, well, we don't know either exactly how they're connected, because the warrant says in multiple places where you're supposed to fill in why the warrant was issued, see the affidavit, but the affidavit's not attached. We'll continue the story here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We have a bulletin board system. You can go, you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's our forum. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com to access it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Garrett Ian joining us here in the third chair. Mark Ian, of course, here as usual. ManVentureOutpost.com. You need to know about it. If you're into camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, they've got it. And at the lowest prices you'll find. It's name brands, too. Knives, scopes, ammunition, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They get the lowest prices, but don't take my word for it. Go see for yourself, price around, and then get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue with Garrett's story about what happened today, I was not there to see this go down, but apparently most people that were at the Keene Activist Center were also not there to see it go down because the police waited until you left the Keene Activist Center. They were circling the block like sharks, apparently. It was circling multiple times. In fact, somebody's going to pull the surveillance video, I believe, of these people. And so this is a common tactic for the government guys, is to try to avoid the Keene Activist Center because they know there's always cameras around there. They know there's always activists there who are going to probably have a camera on them. They may, if they listen to the show, they certainly, I know some of them do, they must know by now that there are surveillance cameras on the property as well. So they generally want to stay away from the hubs of activism, and then if they get the chance, pick you off when you're alone. And that's what they did. They waited for you to leave as you were heading downtown to heroically rescue people from receiving parking tickets, as you do on mostly a daily basis with the Robin Hooding. And of course, folks want to learn more about Robin Hooding, you can go to robinhood.freekeen.com. You were only two blocks down the road, so had somebody noticed what was going on, they probably could have gotten there and responded, but it didn't happen. And they got out of this unmarked car, Dodge Charger, I think you said it was, silver Dodge Charger. Get out of this unmarked car, tell you to stop. They've got a warrant to search you for electronic devices written by Ed Burke. Is the notorious judge here in this area. Now, this warrant, when you actually look at it, and I've never seen one of these before. I've seen an administrative inspection warrant. This is some other kind of warrant. This is just a plain old warrant. This is a real warrant, and it's got the signature of Burke on it. It's got the signature of the cop in this case who had applied for it, DeRusso, the guy you spoke with. And then when right here on the front page, probable cause, see attachment number 2. Well, attachment number 2 doesn't list anything about probable cause. Attachment number 2 just says what they're supposed to seize. It goes into a list of possible things like SD cards, USB drives, CDs, DVDs, iPads, tablets, etc. It doesn't say anything about why, you know, what is the reason why they are looking for this information, what's the actual probable cause, I don't know. Now, there's an attachment number 2 here, but there's no attachment 1. And as you're going through the warrant, it actually says, see attached affidavit. I have information based upon, and then there's a big box, and it's a big empty box here, and it says, see attached affidavit. And there is no attached affidavit. All there is just that attachment. There's no affidavit anywhere to be found here, mm-hmm. And I saw a video, and I don't know if you've posted this to your blog or to Freekeen yet, but you went and you did a little investigating today after having your camera seized. You acquired another camera, I think from Jason Talley. Well,
I could not acquire any cameras because I was under the impression that any camera I possessed or any electronic device would be seized today.
That's a good point. So you asked Jason Talley to accompany you from Talley.tv down to the city building and the courthouse where you intended to learn more about this warrant.
Yes, there are a number of places I had to travel to get today and got the runaround at each of those locations. Our first stop was to the district court where the warrant was issued out of. I figured that would be the place where the judge signed it, where there should be another copy that should show what the information was that this warrant is based on.
They should certainly have a file there with the affidavit. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to get a warrant. I mean, I'm no expert at the legal system, but as I understand it, you don't just get to have a warrant without having some sort of sworn affidavit.
Mm, true.
So the warrant itself references that sworn affidavit. So you should be able to walk into the district court, show them this paperwork, and say, hey, there's a piece of paper missing here. Where is the referenced affidavit?
Well, it says in the Constitution that no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. That's what the warrant is, an oath, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. You're supposed to be able to see this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
At least it's supposed to exist.
Now, as an aside, the video, and are you going to post this? Same?
All of the videos that have been shot today have been uploaded to Freeman TV Raw, FR33MANTVRAW on YouTube.
I'd like to see it go up on the blog personally because I think this is an outrage, and I think that Freeman TV Raw just doesn't have the traffic that your blog or freekeen.com does. So I think that, you know, maybe put all the videos in one post or something like that. That way people can see this. I'd like to send our listeners there so they can check this out because there's a lot of content mm-hmm. at Freeman TV.
Well, they're all in one playlist, so it's easy to find that playlist, pick it out.
So that's what you can do now, but I'm hoping we'll get it posted later because what's really noteworthy about this video is that it exists at all. That this is the same lobby where Sam Dodson, where Dave Ridley, where Derek J. have all been arrested, and countless others, including myself, have been threatened with arrest for recording video. Mm-hmm. And you and Tally were in there. There were at least three armed security agents in there with you, and not a one of them threatens you over recording the video or threatens Tally.
Well, I don't know if it's in the video or not, but Tally did, in fact, ask for permission from Lance, head bailiff. Yes, before we began enter the room, even. And Lance granted permission.
To record?
Yes.
Well, that's a big change.
There could have been rape victims in there!
He told us that there were children coming soon, juvenile mm-hmm. cases, and that at that time there would definitely be no recording. And I think actually when I went back later in the day after getting the runaround in other offices, the children were there. I happened to not have a recorder or anyone else with me at that time. But this particular time, he was allowed to record. And Tally was behind me recording, and the woman behind the counter began to assist me, and then she noticed the camera and took issue with it and said, I'm not servicing you anymore.
Wasn't pointed at her, by the way. I mean, at least in the video I saw, the camera was pointing at you.
Yeah, the camera is primarily behind me. You may be able to see her as she walks into the frame or something. But, it was totally ridiculous that she said, because somebody else is filming me, I'm not going to service you with your legitimate request here before the court.
Wow.
And to me, I was thinking the words official oppression. I know that's like a statute in New Hampshire. I was like, I think this would apply. Like, I'm not being serviced because somebody else is here documenting it.
Right. You're there on official court business. You're trying to pull a court file and learn about this warrant, this ridiculous warrant. And so she just refused to serve you. Then what?
Well, Lance was in a strange situation. I think he was
the head of security, by the way.
True. He said, well, I don't know what to tell you guys. She's not going to help you out. I was like, can I get my papers back at least? Because she still had them at that point. And I think that I got them back within a few more seconds. But, yeah, then I figured, well, I'll go to the Attorney Mullins' office. The guy I heard from the horse's mouth was supposedly behind this. So I went up there under the impression that it was probably Mr. Mullins if Tom LaRusso said that Mr. Mullins was the victim in this case, that I would be able to get anything from him. But according to his secretary, when me and Tally entered the room, he was out with his secretary in the lobby of his office. As soon as we entered, he ran into his office, closed the door. But his secretary came over to talk to us.
So the city government's position is that we don't know where this came from. This must just be the state police that just initiated this investigation all on their own. We didn't have anything to do with this.
Exactly. After that was said by the secretary in more or less those words.
Do you believe that?
Well, I'm assuming that the person, whoever feels that they could have gotten something against Robin Hood, who I don't know who that is, I don't know who's in the bureaucrats' social networks that really don't like us and wants to get us or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, somebody felt it would be a good idea to mess with our property. Fred Parcells drove by a few minutes after my camera was stolen.
One of the local code enforcers.
Yes.
Hold that thought. We can tell more of the story here in a moment. Dave's on the line in Virginia. Dave, you're on with Ian, Mark, and Garrett.
Hi, guys. Listen to you guys on WSVG in Mount Jackson.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I'm a former police officer, but in Rockingham County, which is the jurisdiction I live in here in Virginia, only civilians have to put their affidavits in writing when they go to a magistrate for a warrant.
Oh,
police
really?
Officers, unless it's for a DUI and domestic assault, police officers are free to tell whatever lies they want to the magistrate, which usually ends up getting their cases kicked in district court. But you have no way to prove that a police officer would ever lie to get a warrant here in Rockingham County because they don't require their police officers to put their affidavits in writing.
That's pretty scary.
Affidavit. I mean, it by definition is in writing.
Right. Well, you're just swearing in front of the judge, in that case, back in chambers. If you want to hang on, tell us more, Dave, you can. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.